Welcome to The Ride of Real Estate, your go-to podcast for real estate enthusiasts who thrive on that excitement of property and prosperity. Let's buckle up together and navigate this crazy map of opportunity. Together, we will unearth the truths, the secrets behind the curtain, discover your voice, and find your personal niche. Are you ready? Let's go. Welcome to The Ride of Real Estate with Debbie Yeagel. I can't help myself but say, that's me. I've been in real estate for 42 years. And today, I was in the shower and I'm thinking, I need to talk about this. I need to give you the background or the behind the curtain of being an agent selling real estate, because it's quite the tornado. It's actually feast or famine. But I want to share with you today, and it makes me question, why or how have I lasted this long, 42 years? How? Why aren't I burned out? Why don't I get tired? Why don't I get drained? I get crazy, maybe, but honestly, if I get a phone call and there's a new client on that phone, I'm running. It doesn't matter if it's 8 o'clock at night or 7 in the morning. I'm so excited to get that new buyer out and ignite their minds to start finding a home. I am the perfect example, I believe in my heart, that I got to unearth and find my gift, my passion. I'm one of the lucky ones who really found a job that goes with my personality. I'm impatient. I'm messy. I'm obsessive, but I am not perfect. So yes, you might hear my papers rattle while we're doing these podcasts, but that's me. And I really don't mind it. I hope you don't either. My methodology for this, I'm writing on a big art pad with a pencil and I have them vertical. Most professionals probably have a nice little monitor and make it all perfect and write it out on the computer, but not me. I'm artist at heart, not the perfectionist. I like the written word. I like the touch of the paper and I want to write. So that, I think, is one of my best assets to becoming a great realtor that I have. Very blessed. I can't say that enough. I am so grateful every single day that I wake up that I'm able to help everyone I can find a house. I believe in my heart also that what has kept me going for 42 years is that I'm doing this the right way. I'm doing this as a human being, bringing heart, love, compassion to my buyers and really caring about what happens to them. I take everything to heart. So if you asked me my fault, probably the worst thing for my health is that I care and stress and worry as much as any one of my clients because I'm personally entangled. So with all that, I feel lucky and yet it's given me the fuel to continue on. Every new person is a new heart that I get to entangle with and help find a solution. So in a way, I'm a detective and I love that. I think I might have been a great profiler if I had started in the beginning of my life because my job is to profile for every single buyer and seller. I'm profiling what kind of person, what kind of family, who's going to want this house? Are they going to be walking to work? Are they going to be driving to work? Do they look for a school district? Are they looking for privacy? I'm listening. I have to assess, what are you hoping for? What are you dreaming about? And then I have to put that down and really do the archaeological dig for that house. It drives me every day. And when my phone rings and it's the Zillow rep with another buyer, I am so excited to see, what are they looking for? What are they calling on? And it's as if it's Christmas morning for me, because in essence, it is. I'm going to get to make a difference and impact in these people's lives. And that's if we connect, right? I always make sure that we're going to connect and that we have the same vocabulary and that we can work it out. If we're not going to be able to communicate, they will need a different agent because communication is key to finding the correct house. This viewpoint is very rare where I'm really always looking for that connection. I'm always looking for the heart of the deal. Because again, a lot of times as we're looking, I'm like, well, do we like this house? What do we think about it? I feel like one of the family. So I feel very, very happy to have found my job that doesn't box me in, doesn't give me a cubicle, and doesn't make me work certain hours. I'd rather get bothered at 10 o'clock at night or 6 in the morning than have set hours between 9 and 5. I would just cringe. But that's who I am, and I recognized it early on. So we know that most agents, 75% of them fail in the first year. We've talked about this. 87% fail in 5 years. And here I sit, Debbie Yeagle, 42 years in one job. No one can believe I've lasted this long. But again, I don't feel it counts because every day is different. I have never had the same day ever. And I sell so many things when I'm on vacation, which is even more fun. In any event, it becomes a way of life. It overtakes my life in a good way. And I really just get fueled every single time. One of the things that intrigues me, and I think I nailed it down one day early on in my career, I saw that there were two kinds of agents. One that was very transactional and never got connected, and then the human kind. The transactional one was all about her deals, all about the transaction, her money she was making. And then the human person agent was the one that was just trying to find the answer, always seeking the answer. And as agents go, let me put this delicately, there are some real crappy agents out there, just as in any job. There's always the bad people, and it's always the bad ones that give us a bad name. And I would have to say it's probably my hardest thing to overcome when I meet you for the first time and you've worked with 3 or 4 other agents and you're carrying that extra shell to protect you because you had a bad experience. And I have to try to wind my way through and warm that shell up and crack it open to get back to you and show you, please don't hate all of us. I remember one day when I realized about this fork in the road and becoming human or transactional. And I was lying in bed. I had just birthed my second child and I wanted to get back to work. And I said to Peter, why are some of these agents so angry? Why are they so harsh? And they don't care and they negotiate poorly and they're never thinking about what's right for the whole picture. They're looking at the minute's solution. And if you try to solve any problem for just that minute solution, it's going to backfire on you. And Peter said to me, Debbie, that is the only thing that agent has. That agent isn't running a whole other life on the side like you. They don't have family. They just have themselves and their transactions, and they're a machine. And I remember having a moment's thought where I was like, if I didn't have Peter in this family, I could really be crazy in this business. And of course, I backwheeled that and I realized that, of course, I'd much rather have family to navigate around. I love those days in my memory where I had 3 different babysitters in a day, trying to get to the nursery school to pick up Courtney, and I was always late. I was always the mom on the fly, and my kids were in the car delivering Christmas wreaths to my people. They started in real estate when they were 9 months old, licking envelopes. I have a great picture of Tyler licking envelopes for me for my mailing. So it was my family's way of life, which is how I grew up. I pride myself in knowing I'm an agent of the people and I'm an agent for the people. If this house isn't going to be right for you, I will fight you to not buy it. I will plead and say, we will find a better house. I will make you think. I am a big problem solver, and most of all, an advisor. I am the one person on your side who's going to tell you, we're in this multiple offer. This is what we need to do if you want to win. And if you fight me, I will push you. And I'm not pushing to have you agree with me. I'm pushing you so you'll have no regret. Because as the advisor, the problem solver, and the deal negotiator, I need to know how badly you want this house. There are many cold transactional agents out there, and it's important for me to know those agents. When I'm showing houses, I'm identifying which agents have that house listed, because each agent, as you know, has a different personality. And I know all the agents in my area. I know which ones are storytellers, which ones are going to be easy to work with. I know which ones want precise answers and a mathematical equation handed to them. I know what I need to make a deal work. This is one of the best values that a good human real estate agent can offer you. They're friends with everyone, they talk with everyone, and they know their vocabulary. Now, you're wondering, why am I telling you all of this? Because we've had a podcast on how to choose a rockstar agent. We have a podcast about going to look at houses. But I want you to understand what's going on without you knowing that's working in the real estate agent to make your deal work. So the minute you say, we've identified this house, we want this house, the first thing I look at is, who's the agent? And now I know my tactics. I know how to structure the deal. I know how to make it to our benefit to get the win. And if I get into a multiple offer, I am going to strategize with you so strongly so that we're going to walk away as the winner. With my clients, the buyers, the sellers, as I said earlier, I'm always going to bring you into the fold of my life. You are going to know what I'm doing that day. You are going to know what's happening in my life. You're going to know Debbie. I integrate into your lives. You're integrated into my lives. And this helps us come to a great deal together. I'm not here for today's deal. I'm here for the rest of our lives, all right? I want your friends. I want to be able to help everyone because I know every deal that I touch is going to be done the right way. When I am in a deal with you, we are going to have dinner together. We're going to hang out together. I've had clients put wallpaper up with us. I get so involved in many ways that make you comfortable. I'm not doing it for any other reason than the more I know you and the more you know me, the more trust we have. We become one team. And that's important because I am an agent who cares. And I want you, no matter who you choose as an agent, I want you to understand they are a human being. You are taking them away from their life. You are spending time with them. And they're there to work for you. They have a lot going on. We will always make you feel like you're our only client, but I want you to know the truth. You are one of many, and we are chameleons. We have different personalities. And yes, if I meet a client who's a creative, I dress differently than if I'm meeting an engineer or a mathematical type. A lot of my energy as an agent goes into my prep. I talk on the phone. I listen beyond your words and I study what you've chosen. I'm assessing, I'm digging, and I'm talking with my team and figuring out where are those houses that I love that are in the crevices? Where's the win? And how are we going to bring a smile to your face? We are bringing our full capacity of listening skills and ability to find that home. Meanwhile, the buyers have one thing on your mind. Them. They're coming up. They're scared. I know that. They're driving up to meet me, and I feel so responsible because they're driving to come meet me, and I don't want to let them down. This is my job, and I want you to know I'm going to do it. So I want to give you an example really fast before we close this podcast of what my weekend was like. Friday, I showed houses for 3 hours. I wrote 3 different offers for 3 different people, all while I was out showing houses. We set up furniture at a spec house. And then Saturday, we were still negotiating on the 3 houses. And then we got an accepted offer. Then we had a Zillow call. And then I was still negotiating the other deals. So right now, then, you figure I had 3 buyers who were negotiating, 3 agents I was negotiating with. I was showing houses, talking to those agents, and talking to that buyer. The phone calls, the texts going back and forth. Then we had to set up an open house, and we got the lights on, we prepped it, made it perfect, went to show a house 2 hours later. Meanwhile, negotiating the other deals, got another deal accepted, and then met clients to look at a house they had bought the prior weekend. And while we were sitting there with them for 2 hours having a great time, we got another accepted offer, and then one of the buyers withdrew their offer. All the while navigating all of that, unbeknownst to my buyer, making them feel like I was fully connected with them at this house, and yet at the same time, making everyone else feel like I was only talking to them and sitting on my sofa. I ordered dinner, picked it up, and ran home. Then I got a call that someone who was thinking of selling, and I had brought an offer over to their house a few months ago, decided to counter. And now I called that buyer. So I now had a 4th offer that I was bringing good news to. I got acceptance on another deal. We got another call to write another offer, and we got that through. Okay, so let's see. Debbie of multiple personalities. Debbie's with multiple results and making everyone feel special. So I really want you to know, as much as we make you feel you're so very important to us, which you are, we have 10 others of you that we are navigating. And understand, every deal has the 2 agents. It has buyers, it has sellers, it has inspections that get set up immediately, it has lenders attached to it, and then lawyers. And then one of my buyers, just before I started to record, texted me and he went past the house that he just bought yesterday. So we have an accepted offer and contract, and the house was broken into. So there are broken windows. So I've been asked by the other agent to go make a police report and take pictures for him. And what do I say? Yes, yes. Yes. So how does this work? I have no idea. How do I keep it straight? I have a great team, Courtney and Jess. Jess rides with me every single day. Courtney does the IT. And of course, Peter keeps me balanced. But I truly believe I have a kindergarten brain that never matured. And it lets me do my pods of fun. And in between, I'm drawing, I'm scribbling, and I'm writing, and I'm recording podcasts for you. This is how I stay fresh. It gives me guidance and patience. And I feel that every client I have is like the bubbles in my seltzer. So I guess I have to say thank you to everyone. I love my job. I love being crazy. I love not knowing what I'm doing the next day. And I love all the changes. So stay strong. And thank you for listening. And remember, every day is a good day to buy, buy, buy. Thank you for listening today to The Ride of Real Estate. Remember, whether you're a buyer, a seller, an agent, an investor, or even just a dabbler, your enthusiasm, curiosity, and vision are your best assets. The scene of real estate is ever-changing. And every week, I will keep you buzzing with every new secret for success. Keep looking around the corner for the next stop. and we'll see you next week.